Start of three.
Next, and do you have? And she said, "Oh, I'm Finnish." Well, of course, whoopee-doo, so are we, you know. And she said, "Well, where'd you come from?" And we said, "Minnesota." She said, "Well, that's where I came when I came from Finland. I came to Virginia, Minnesota." And I said, "Hey, by the way, you don't happen to know Eli Isaacson, do you?" "Well, I don't know Eli Isaacson very well." "Okay. I don't know her very well, but..." I said, "Do you know Eli Isaacson?" And she said, "Oh, do I know Eli Isaacson?" She said, "She was my maid of honor. I was her maid of honor at her wedding." She said, "I haven't seen her for 20 years. And so... every time she'd go by, she said, "Does Ayla still have her dog? Does Ayla have any more kids?" And it was really fun. So what happened is she had left here. She married a musician, which was a disapproval of her relatives here on the range. And so she never wrote to them, never let them know where she was. That was her first contact. And before we left, she had a letter for Ayla and filled her in on 20 years of what's going on. And she was in tears. Yeah. And just because the guy said, "Hey, what kind of an accent do you have?" You know?
If you'd lost it.
It was a really fun for me to come back with a letter for Ayla from Annalisa. And the thing is, when I called Ayla and I told her, she says, "You know, I saw her aunt a week ago, and we were discussing Annalisa. We have not seen her for years." And her, she had been a musician, and she had married a musician. Well, then they divorced, and... the fellow she was married to now was a bell captain at the MGM Grand. But it reunited friends, you know. It was really fun. We had a good time. But so sometimes, you know, it doesn't matter to me. I'm proud to be a Finn. I think it's great.
I was working at the other end of Lake Superior in the fall of this year in upper Michigan. And there, the Finn...
Well, it's the same thing in northern Wisconsin. I mean, you know where Oulu is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There really are, the Finnish community seems to be much more closely knit and much more identified with towns. I mean, you can go into Bayfield or something and say that, you know, it's a third Swedish and a quarter Croatian and mm-hmm. so on. But then you come across the one community, which is just solidly Finland, like mm-hmm. Oulu.
Well, I think... yes, we've heard them. They're very good. They're young boys. They're very good.
Great.
We had thought of getting them over here. No, I think in the United States there's certain towns, and I guess I learned that from with all the immigrants we took care of, that I'd know where to go. I can find, you know, like we last spring we visited Astoria, and it was fun to see Astoria, Oregon, and see all the Finnish signs all over the town yet and meet a lot of Finnish people. And there's many towns in the United States where I'd know exactly where to go, you know. And Lake Worth, that's where they all, and they still go to Lake Worth, Florida from here. Lake Worth, Florida. That's the Finn summer residence, yeah. Our winter residence. And there's a place there called, a place there, it was called Kusamanurka. And if you ever wanted to meet anybody, that's where you go. The first time, when you go to Lake Worth, that's the first place you go to, is that corner. Well, we went there, and I had asked everybody where this Kusamanurka is, you know, and they just look and shake their head, you know. And it was the city square, and it was just loaded with Finns about, well, even 10 years ago. But we were there about 2 years ago, and we saw two Finns there. It's all changed. The French are moving in. The Frenchmen from Canada are moving in now. And it's now their winter residence. But but there's a lot of Finns there yet. They have a club there that has like 700 members, the Finnish club in Lake Worth. But lots of people go there. They've made a lot of friends there, and that was a typical thing from here to.
Finnish clubs have been very strong in this country all the way along. Men's clubs. And
yes.
And
yes.
Various groups.
I think some of those log hewers that'll be tomorrow, they belong to some Kaleva League or group. And there's a lot of clubs around, yeah. The Ladies of the Kaleva in Virginia, they're very active, very active. There'll be some here tomorrow doing their Lustucraft. Yeah, and they have a bazaar at Christmas time that it's getting bigger and bigger, and it's in the Temperance Hall. They do the most beautiful Lustucraft handwork out of wood shavings. And it is, oh, beautiful, and crosses and Christmas trimmings and candle holders, and they work all year for this. And I think they are earning money to preserve the Temperance Hall in Virginia. And but they'll be here tomorrow, and you can talk to them there. Oh, they'll, yeah. That is a fantastic bazaar. I tell you, you'll get run over if you're not there in time. You know, they'll just, when they open the doors, I mean, you better move fast.
Okay. Rolling.
I'll go ask him.
A little pan right. Okay.
Get him, get him!
Got it.
The preceding takes were 11 and 12, and they were both at the head.
Okay. You got to go reload.
Yeah, I'll put a new roll.
John is going to go reload his magazine, so I'm maybe just get some sound effects here. That was a couple sleds. Now I'm going to go to the top, get some of the sound of the guy who's getting the kids ready to go.
Thank you.
forgot about us. Oh no.
Now we're going to do some of the peewee hockey.
Yeah.
I still don't have it either.
That's all right, we'll wait. In this slate, we'll do another one.
Cut.
Okay, so roll. On that last bit, John was rolling at 28 frames, so we didn't slate, and there won't be any sync, but you can use it as sound effects.
Oh,
Oh, I'm so nervous.
Yeah. Come on, get in the pool. Ah!
The preceding was 16, and that was a head slate. The next will be 17. We're going down to the bottom of the slide now.
And this, let me try one more, and this time I'll remember the slate.
Practice?
No, I'll shoot this time.
That last one, John was rolling no slate. That was 18. Now we're at the whip sled.
19 head.
That was a little cutaway. John was very low near the snow.
Thank you.
That was 20. And that was a tail slip.
Put the blank on the sights, huh? The second year we had it last. Made it last year.
But they had it a while ago.
Many years ago, yeah.
Discontinued it because it was too dangerous? Or?
Yeah. You have to watch it because people tend to want to run out if they're pushing. And we had one guy, he was older fellow too, he got flipped over backwards.
So it's almost more dangerous for the person pushing than the person in the seat.
Yeah, I didn't have it for many years.
That's for the first year.
But it's a lot of fun. There's one little boy in here, I think he goes up to about 4 or 5 times for riding. You can't get him off there.
Yeah, I can understand that. You don't want to get off.
No. It's nice and warm today too, so it's not that bad. And we put the snow fence up this year too to make it a little safer and keep the people running across. Otherwise they've been well, anybody's gonna forget and start to go in there. You can't get them out.
You chop a hole in the ice and then just put that...
They came out. When was it? Friday night they put that hole in? Oh, Wednesday night, yeah. I let it freeze in the ice. I guess there's over a foot of ice here.
That hole went down about 3 feet down. I've lost it.
Did I?
I've lost a loop. I think the helm's gotten too cold.
Okay. You want to go in?
Yeah, I'm going to go in.
I got to change my tape.
John said he was filming just previously to now. We didn't get a slate, but he said he lost his loop. So if there's good picture, the sound should be there for it, although there is no slate. And I'm not sure where I am as far as counting, but I'll make the next slate 21.